from the Cell Phone Addiction Research Lab. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. Now, this episode is for those of you who feel the need to smoke and use your cell phones on aircraft. You can't do that. You can't do those things on a flight. But have you ever wondered what happens if you did either of those things? Now, I guess for obvious reasons, smokers don't actually light up in their seat because that'd be so obvious. So they tend to go back into the aircraft lavatory. I was on a flight not too long ago, and Nisi Coulson, the flight attendant, explains what happens should you get caught smoking in an aircraft lavatory.
People really don't smoke in the restroom, but by chance, if it seems like they have, first of all, we'll ask them if they've been smoking. They'll say no, of course. And then we'll tell them the importance of knowing the truth. Then they'll tell us yes. Then what we have to do is we have to go in the restroom, we have to go in the trash can, and we have to make sure that there's no fire in the trash can from putting out the cigarette.
Plus, it's bad for you.
It's absolutely, positively awful for you.
But seriously, it's a federal offense, isn't it?
Yes, it is a federal offense. And
especially tampering with the smoke detectors.
Yes, then we will have special people to meet them at the aircraft that will really enforce our procedures.
Also known as federal agents or something?
Yes, yes. And then there's no explanation. They just have to deal with the feds.
That'll ruin your day. Now, this next part is about cell phones. And it reminds me of the story when I was on a flight a few years back, and it was the very first time I'd ever seen a cell phone with one of those earpieces, you know, that it goes in your ear and then it connects to the phone. It was before Bluetooth. It connects to the phone and has a little microphone on the wire that goes down to the phone. And this guy was talking on it and just very loudly, going on and on about his conversation. I heard the flight attendants, they made two announcements, you know, mainly for the whole aircraft, but the second one was really for this guy. And then the flight attendant specifically asked him very nicely to please wrap this up. And she had to come back a second time and said, okay, cut it off. And then she comes back a third time and leans over to the microphone that was part of the wire and says, he'll call you back. So that was how that flight attendant handled that customer. I think four warnings was enough, don't you? Have you ever wondered why you can't use your cell phone on a plane? After all, these newer cell phones are much better than old ones, right? Well, here's First Officer Roy Allen to explain. Welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Well, glad to be here.
I'm doing a show on safety protocol that we follow working for an airline, and whenever you fly on a flight, of course, cell phones were meant to be used on the ground. So what's the big deal with using them in the aircraft? Why is it so important for them to be turned off?
Well, the importance of a lot of these modern aircraft have a lot of electronics now, not only in the flight instrumentation, but also in the interfaces of the engines and fire warning systems and such like that. Electronic signals from the cell phones can interfere with those systems, at times causing communication problems, navigation problems, and in one instance a few years ago actually caused a false fire warning signal on one of the engines in a particular aircraft. So it's important to have those cell phones off.
Well, I guess it's not too different than if you have a cell phone and you walk by a radio and you hear it go making that noise.
Similar to that. I just got a new iPhone and that thing's got so much electronic interference. I walk past my little radio and I can always tell I'm coming. That's what my wife says anyway now.
Well, what happens at 10,000 feet that all of a sudden it becomes okay to use a computer or a Game Boy or something?
Well, computers and Game Boys don't emit an actual electronic signal that's trying to communicate with a cell phone tower. So that's why they're safe above 10,000 feet.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad y'all are here. Glad that y'all flying around with us today.
Now, I recorded that second interview in the cockpit, and of course we are on the ground, but if you noticed some background noise on that recording, I thought it was funny that the aircraft electronics were actually interfering with my electronics. Now, I actually can remove a lot of sounds like that, but I left it in just to prove that electronic equipment can interfere with other electronics. See, First Officer Roy was right. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. First Officer Roy has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.